Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. And while you're there, you can check out hundreds of other meditations that are recorded for you. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting from the inside out within each of us. As we transform our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so does our world, so does the world. It starts with each of us opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 188. Stop tolerating limiting thoughts from yourself and others. Stop tolerating limiting thoughts from yourself and others. You may not even be aware of it. Oftentimes, if we have limiting thoughts, they didn't just happen. If we've been tolerating less than our perfection from ourselves or others, it didn't just start happening. This has been a lifetime way of being. Today's message is to raise your awareness where you're tolerating, when you're tolerating, that you are even limiting yourself or allowing yourself to be limited by trusting, believing in others beyond your true soul self. So let's start with tolerating. To tolerate is to compromise, is to put up with, is to push down. In a sense, we push down what we know is true, what we know is the right way, what is appropriate, necessary, should be. Those things that bring us joy, peace, love, happiness, a sense of fulfillment, a sense of wholeness. We compromise them, oftentimes, because we may not want upset in our life, in our family, in our workplace. We compromise because we may be afraid this may be the best person or job or opportunity that I can have. We compromise. We put up. We allow less than our best because of fear. Fear what could happen. Fear that someone will leave. Fear that we'll be let go. Fear that we will not receive even what we're receiving now, even if it is not enough. We tolerate behaviors that are less than appropriate, behaviors that are truly not good enough, actions, words, feelings from another, perhaps even from ourselves. We tolerate, put up with, compromise, settle for less. And in doing so, we lose within. Oftentimes people tolerate because they're afraid they will lose outside themselves the person or people in their life, perhaps loved ones, perhaps spouses, friends, colleagues, jobs. And truth, we lose within. We lose that feeling in ourselves that we are good enough. We lose that feeling in ourselves that we are whole and complete. We lose within ourselves that sense of prosperity, integrity, wholeness. We lose when we tolerate. Instead of holding on to, keeping less than pristine behaviors and opportunities and people and ways of being outside of us, the truth is we lose within. We feel that tightening, the lack, less than. We become unhappy inside and create the inner environment for dis-ease as an illness, no longer feeling at ease with ourselves or those outside of us, whatever, whoever they are. We're told today, stop tolerating, limiting thoughts from yourself and others. So what's limiting? When we're compromising, when we're tolerating, we are accepting these limiting thoughts about ourselves. This is as good as it gets. I can't attract better. Therefore, I need to put up with, accept, and settle less, inferior, unacceptable thoughts, words, actions, feelings from another. Less than, lacking, incomplete, inappropriate. All these words are limiting. Limiting is as if you drew this line in the sand and you said, it can't get any better. Or someone says to you, you won't get better than me. This is as good as it gets. You better like it. And for some reason, inside, if we are not feeling whole for whatever reason, if we're not feeling we can, and we forget who we are, this child of God, deserving child of God, with unlimited resources, limitless resources available to you. When we believe from our head, our ego personality, the world seems black and white, good and bad, enough and not enough, filled and empty. When we think and feel from our spirit self, knowing that we are one with God, and just as there is infinite air, there's infinite whatever it is we need to thrive in life. Just as the birds are always provided for, the fish are always provided for, the trees go through all the seasons without being told what to do, we have all the resources we need to receive more than enough. And yet, when we are caught up in our ego self, not that we mean to be a bad person, but we're listening and believing from our mental faculty instead of our heart, instead of that part of you that perhaps you turned off a long time ago, afraid to get hurt, that childlike wonderment within that said, wow, what a wonderful place. Look at all this prosperity and goodness. yes, I can. Yes, I will. When we get back in touch with the limitless universe we are part of, all the lack and limitations we put on ourselves, as well as those we have accepted from others, shifts. And we can break loose of this place of lack and limitation within us as well as outside of us. Stop tolerating limiting thoughts from yourself and others. Some are so subtle. You grew up with them so long ago, you may not even be aware of it. And yet, without knowing the cause, without knowing the exact messages you may have received, perhaps receive them when you were simply a little child, without having a clear memory of any of it, you can recognize today, when you find yourself saying no when part of you wants to say yes. You find yourself saying yes when part of you wants to say no. There's this inner conflict going on. Perhaps someone who you love, but they don't really love you in a truly loving way. You may be abused emotionally, verbally, physically. And so you want to say no to that because there's this feeling inside that says there's something better. I deserve better. And yet, something within you keeps you in this place of stuckness. But that inner conflict is the signal to you that this is not appropriate. There is a better way. And even though this seems like all that you've known, listen to that signal. Be willing to step out of this place. You'll find the right way. And when you do, the right people and opportunities will show up for you to lead you on your higher path. So you may find yourself saying yes to stuff and people and ways and behaviors that are unacceptable. And yet inside, you say, no, this isn't the way. That inner conflict. Depends how you look at it. Both ways, when you have this discrepancy inside, your soul is telling you there's a different way, there's a better way. Listen to your soul. Be willing to get out of that box you've been stuck within. In a more peaceful environment, when you are ready, you will clearly see and know the limiting thoughts and beliefs you took on, you were exposed to a long time ago. And you'll know why you had to break loose, let go what you tolerated for so long. Listen to that voice inside. It says just the opposite of what your mind is saying. Recognize the fear that's kept you stuck listen to your soul and break loose. Move out. You are totally free and provided for. I wish, dear one, I could tell you exactly what it is that waits you. Each of us has our own path and own journey. And yet, loving people are here to support you and move you on your true higher path. Stop tolerating limiting thoughts from yourself and others. You are secure. You are safe. You have more than enough. There's always the assistance that you need to be all who you are meant to be. Be willing to step up the next leg on your ladder, so to speak. Step up and see a higher view of what is possible for you. Be willing to let go the thoughts and beliefs that keep you stuck where you were never meant to stay. Use that environment to catapult yourself to this next higher place. Be at peace. Know it is done. Know you are well. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Fully being conscious of every breath. Breathing in fresh, new energy. The true lifeblood of your beingness. And breathing out, used up energy. This is perhaps the most important function you do. Breathing. And when you're ready, simply allow yourself to drop ever so gently within. Your breathing will carry on, focusing within. Feeling the peace within. Noticing the color. Feel as if there's ocean of healing water in this colored light. And inviting you to come in, relax, let go, be one, the purity, the high energy of this healing water. Allow yourself to simply step in, walk out. At some point, simply float. It's crystal clear. Feel light and buoyant. Lifted up. Resting inside. Feeling the peace. As you feel every part of your being letting go, as if you were melting into this healing water. Noticing the light shining upon you now from deep within. Breathing into this light. Curious. And as you do, the light grows brighter, wider, lighter. As if it's consuming all the heavens within, above you now. You are in the sacred sanctity of Mother, Father, God. Lifted up. Secure. Warmed up from the inside out. In the arms of love. Feel the peace. The tranquility. Calm, the harmony, the love. Know, dear one, you have equal access, as we all do, to God's infinite power and presence. Feel God's love, light, within you now. See the vision inside. That brings you the slightest angst, a sense of being stuck, limited, unsure about your future. Whatever that is, this limiting thought of less than not enough, not good enough, cannot be, impossible. Whatever fearful thought, image, experience you've held on to, that comes here now and then, seems to pull you down, you feel heavy, held back. See it now, hear it now, even feel that moment, those moments, when it creeps up again, from yourself or for another. Listen to God's voice within you. See God's light shining on you. Feel God's peace and security within your heart now. Just as we are here in these healing waters under God's light. And see the truth. Feel the truth. Hear the truth. Know the truth. You are my deserving child. All is well. Let go. Surrender your concern. Come. Come out and play fully. Come. Choose love. Choose a higher view for yourself, for others. See. See within. The limitless possibilities. See the peace and the joy that you deserve. See the happiness and the laughter you deserve. See the life I promised you. Feel yes inside. Yes. Yes, I will. Yes, I can. Yes, you did. Agree with God, dear one. You are more than enough. You have everything you need. Rise up. Feel the truth inside. God is here for me. I step into my truth now. I may let go with love. Any people, any beliefs that hold me back from being, living the life God intended for me all along. To be one with this feeling of peace, joy, and prosperity. feel God's love touching every cell and atom of your being. From your memory cells, the cells that send the chemistry for your body to perform perfectly, to the cells that have the knowingness to breathe without your even thinking about it. Know, feel, see yourself moving on God's path for you now. You do not need to know the way any more than you need to know how to breathe. It's built within you. Trust this light, this love within. Trust God's voice within. Feel every cell and atom of your being rising up in joy, saying yes. Saying yes to love. Saying yes to peace. Saying yes to prosperity. Feel the energy within lifting you up. Catapulting you to your next higher place on God's path for you. Feel the joy of being fully engaged in life. Divine love and you are one. Divine love and you are one. Yes. Divine love and you are one. God is your light and your safety net. Let go the shackles that you've bound yourself to unknowingly with love. Feel the light inside guiding you perfectly now. It is done. You are ready. Be at peace. The way is made clear. Now be conscious of resting this ocean of peace and tranquility within. God's light shining on you, feeling the love and the peace. Knowing you've been refreshed, renewed, rewired to recognize all the right signals of divine love. Now, dear one, it's time to come back to your everyday life, this new transformed beingness. You'll find your way. You'll take the right action. You'll hold the higher truth. So as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling yourself stepping out of the water, stretching inside as you breathe consciously into your heart, into your head, into your hands, and fingers, squeezing them ever so gently, saying yes. Breathing into your feet and toes, squeezing them as well, saying yes. I am back. I am ready. I am willing. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We are transforming our feelings to be divine vessels of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Stop tolerating limiting thoughts. Know your wholeness, your holiness. Listen to your heart, your childlike wonderment. Be willing to let go. Let there be grace all around us. Om, om.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.